Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome. Today's Daf is Yuma Ayin. We begin the second line from the top of the Amud. The Mishnah described the Kriyas HaTorah which took place on Yom Kippur, where the Kohen Gadol would read from Parshas Achrimois, which describes the Karbonos of Yom Kippur. Then he would proceed to Parshas Emor, the Parsha called Ach Be'osar, which describes the Halachos of Yom Kippur, the Chamish Ha'inuyin, refraining from food and drink, etc. And then the Mishnah says, V'goylel Sefer Torah. He would roll up, close up the Sefer Torah, and declare. He would say, look, all the rest I'm going to read by heart. But that's not to say that the Sefer Torah is missing a Parsha. Actually, Yoser, Imasha Karasi Lefneichem, there is more of this same topic. There is more contained in the Sefer Torah of the discussion of Yom Kippur. Yoser Imasha Karasi Lefneichem Kosuv Kan. However, he would continue reading Ba'al Peh, the Parsha of Musafen contained in Parshas Pinchas. Says the Gemara, V'kol kach lama, what's the point of making this declaration? You should know there is more contained in the Sefer Torah, more than I just read for you. V'kol kach lama, what's the point? Kadesh lo hayti laz, I'll save a Torah, so as not to create a wrong impression, that perhaps the reason why he's stopping to read from the Sefer is because the Sefer Torah is possible and missing some material. So he doesn't want to create that negative impression, that laws on the Sefer Torah. So he ensures that it's clear to all. Sefer Torah is missing nothing. Rather, it's just by choice that I choose to close up the Sefer Torah and read the rest by heart. And in fact, Mishnah continues, Ba'osar, Shel Chumash HaPkudim, Kari Al Peh, the rest he'll read by heart. Amai, why by heart? Nigloil V'nikri. Let him shift the Sefer Torah over to that location, roll it to Parshas Pinchas, and read from inside. Amar Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yeshua, Amar Rav Sheshes. You know why? L'fisha'ein goylin Sefer Torah b'tzibur. We're not meant to roll the Sefer Torah when it's a public setting, which would require the tzibur to stand idle, just watching the fellow turning the Sefer Torah, make for tzibur. It's a lack of respect for the tzibur to have them idling around, waiting till they found the right place in the Sefer Torah. So he chooses to stop, closes the Sefer Torah, and reads the rest by heart. Fine, you can't roll this Sefer Torah and have everybody wait. Just bring another Sefer Torah out. Another one which was prepared in advance, which will open to the right spot in Parshas Pinchas, v'nikri, and read from there. Rav Huna bar Yehuda Amar, Mishum Pugam Mishal Rishon. Once again, we don't want to create a pugam, some negative impression that perhaps there's something wrong. They found something missing in the first Sefer Torah. It turned out to be possible, in which case they have to proceed to another Sefer Torah. You don't want to create that impression. So better do it this way. Close up the Sefer Torah, make that announcement, and read the rest by heart. The Reish Lakish Amar, you know why they won't introduce another Sefer Torah? The Reish Lakish Amar Mishum Bracha Shein Atzricha, because that would necessitate saying a new bracha. You bring a new Sefer Torah, you have to be machabed the new Sefer Torah. Make a new bracha, says Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. If that's the case, you're bringing about a situation, introducing a new bracha, which is really an unneeded bracha. The Taisis Yishanim brings Mikan Yesh Lulmaid. We can infer from here. Suppose a Sheikhet is doing Shechit on many behemoths. He's not meant to speak out in between the behemoths, which would obligate him to make a new bracha. Because if you have the opportunity to be Yotze with just one bracha on all, you're meant to do that. Just like here. He already made a bracha on the first Sefer. Don't bring another Sefer Torah into the scene, which would require another bracha. So it's either one of these two pshatim. We don't want to create a pgam impression that there's something wrong with the first Sefer and that's why they brought a second, or you don't want to bring about a situation which would require reciting another bracha. Umaycha Hashem lefkama, says the Gemara, is pagam a concern? And as a result of that, we don't bring a new Sefer Torah. We find many times throughout the year that we'll bring out two Sefer Torah, or even three. Va'amar v'itzak nafcha, Rosh Chodesh Tevis, Shacholias b'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Tevis, which happens to be Hanukkah, falls out also on Shabbos, how many Sefer Torah do we read from? Three. Mevin Shalosh Torahs v'Koyin. Achas. In one of those Svarim, we read Be'inyonei Shalyayim, the Parshas HaShavua for Shabbos. Va'achas. We use the other one for the Kriya of Shel Rosh Chodesh. V'achas. And in the third one, we read Shel Chanukah, the Parsha of Chanukah. Apparently, there's no concern with using three separate Sefer Torah. Says the Gemara, there's a difference. T'losa Gavri, but T'losa Sifri. Like a P'gama. When each Sefer Torah is serving another person, yeah, it's three Sefer Torah, but three people are reading, one from each. There's no P'gam. Each one preferred his Sefer Torah. It's his grandfather's Torah. He has some sort of liking to this Sefer Torah. So not necessarily is going to generate a negative impression for the about the other ones. However, in our case, where it's one person, Chad Gavra, one Kohen Gadol with three Sifri, going from one Sefer Torah to the next, Ika P'gamah is a concern of creating an impression that there's something wrong with the first one, that's why he had to transfer over to the second one. We don't want to do that. That's why we close up the Sefer and read the rest by heart after making that declaration. You should all know that there's nothing wrong with the Sefer, but I simply don't want to keep you waiting. Umivarech Aleshmoyne Brachos, he concludes with eight brachos. Tan Rabban, Al HaTorah. That's the typical bracha, standard bracha that we make by an aliyah. Kederech Shemivarechim Vesaknesses. What is the bracha of Al HaAvodah? That's the bracha of Ritzei, like we say in Shemoneh Esrei. Val HaYidah, that's Moedim Menachem Loch. Val Mechilas HaOven, Ketiknan. Mechilas HaOven is the bracha, the tefillah bracha that we say on Yom Kippur, Mechoyel Aven Yisenu. So all these, Avoyde Hoyda, Mechil Sa'oven, Ketiknon, have the same text as we have today in Shemoneh Esrei. In addition, we have V'al HaMikdash B'fnei Atzmi, a separate tefillah and bracha for the success of the Beis HaMikdash, V'al HaKayhanim B'fnei Atzmon, a separate one for Kayhanim, V'al Yisrael B'fnei Atzmon, another one for Kal Yisrael's success, V'al Sha'ara Tefillah, and the rest, what is that? Tana Rabbanan, Ushara Tefillah, that's Rina, a song, Tchina, begging, a supplication, Bakosha, request. So it's a combination of all different styles of davening, Rina, Tchina, Bakosha, Milfonecha, from you Hashem, Al Amcha Yisrael, Shetzrichin Vesheya, a Tefillah for Klai Yisrael, they need salvation. Now we're speaking, when the Beis HaMikdash was around, what type of Yeshua do they need? The Farshim say, everybody needs their own private Yeshua. This one needs a Shidduch, this one needs to make $1 million. Everybody needs their own Yeshua. And that's what he davened for. That was the conclusion. So once he's done Kriyas HaTorah and the Brachis, V'achakach, says the Gemara, Kol Echad V'Echad, maybe Sefer Torah Mebeisei, V'Kiriboy. Everybody would come along with their own private Sefer Torah, which they brought from home. Rashi says they brought it before Yom Kippur. And they read in their Sefer Torah, Kedei Laharois, Chazusei L'Rabim, to make a public demonstration, to show off the beautiful Sefer Torah. Let's go over to Rashi here. 13 lines from the top. Laharois Chazusei L'Rabim, says Rashi, Laharois Noyoi Shal Sefer Torah V'Tiferes Ba'aleh, to show the beauty of the Sefer and how much the owner invested in a mitzvah, she torach lis nois be mitzvah, she nemar ze kelev anveyu. We learn from there. Mitzvahs are meant to be beautiful. Yisnoa lefan of mitzvahs. Demonstrate your commitment. Yisnoa lefan of your commitment, your dedication, by making beautiful mitzvahs. Lulav noe, sefer Torah noe, beklaf noe, bedyoy noe, belavler uman, written by an expert scribe, umerav yontava. Akipurim Evim Shom, of course they brought it before Yom Kippur. Actually, Rashi and Soita says another pshat, perhaps there was an Erev in Yerushalayim, which allowed them to carry. So what better time to show our commitment to Hashem and mitzvahs than Yom Kippur? So this was a beautiful demonstration of Zeh Kelim Ranveu, how much Yisrael committed to mitzvahs, fulfilling mitzvahs on the highest, the most beautiful level. We go beyond the call of duty, and hopefully we'll be Zeicha to Kapara, Lefnim Ushur Sadin, as well on this Yom Kippur. Continues the Gemara, Haroya Kohen Gadol V'chulu Lo Mishena Rashai. Mishnah says, if one decided to watch the Kohen Gadol's Kriyas HaTorah, he couldn't be at the other event where they burnt the Par V'Soyer, and it's not because he wasn't allowed to leave one for the sake of the other. It was simply a matter of circumstance. It was a great distance between one and the other. You couldn't make it over in time. Pshita, of course, why would I think it's usher to leave one event and go over to the other? What's the Havamina? Why would I think it's a problem that the Mishnah needs to spell it out and say, no, there's no halachic problem, it's just practical. Says the Gemara, Mahu Tema, perhaps I would think there is a problem because there is Shlokish. The Amar is Shlokish, ain't Ma'avir Nala Mitzvahs. One is not meant to pass over a mitzvah opportunity. And perhaps it applies here as well. Umay Mitzvah, which mitzvah was he engaged in when he was simply watching the Kohen Gadol's Kriyas HaTorah? Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. With the multitudes, the more spectators there are during the mitzvah, Hadras Melech, that adds honor to the Melech, to Hashem. Perhaps once you're engaged in being an observer of a mitzvah, whether it's the Kriyas HaTorah or the Parvus Sar Nisrofen, you're not meant to leave the scene. Kamash Milan, the Chiddush says, yeah, there's no concern, as Rashi explains. It's not called Ma'avir Nal Mitzvahis. Me'achar says Rashi, she'enei osukba. At the end of the day, he's not really involved in the mitzvah. He's just a spectator. So it wouldn't be a halachic concern. If he chose to leave one event and hop over to the other one, but he couldn't do so merely for practical reasons because of the distance between the two events. Continues the Mishnah. Now, before we begin, we're meant to know that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would bring no less than 15 karbanis throughout the day. So let's just briefly go down the list. We have the standard, Tomid Shal Shachar, Tomid Shal Ben Arbaim. Then we have karbanis which were exclusively Yom Kippur Dika karbanis. For the Kapar of Yom Kippur, for the Kedusha of Yom Kippur, we already discussed the Par Kohen Gadol, the Sar Lashem, Sar Chatas, also called Sar Apnimi. We're going to have Eloi ve'El Ha'am, his ram, the ram which belongs to the Am, which were Karbanis Oila. So these were connected to the fact that it's Yom Kippur. Then we have Karbanis categorized as Musafen, which is something that applies throughout the year, Shabbos, Yom Tov, with Yom Kippur being no different. Now the Musaf and Yom Kippur consisted of a whole list of karbanis. We have a par ha'ilo, we have something called Soir Hachitzain, another chatas, but this one was brought outside in the Mizbeach Hachitzain. Then we have another batch of karbanis, Shiva Kvasim, seven sheep. So these were the karbanis Musaf, par ha'ilo, Soir Nasa Bachutz, and the Shiva Kvasim wore the Karbanis Musaf for a total of 15. Of course, let's not forget our Sarla Azazel on top of this. So these Karbanis brought throughout the day and distributed throughout the various segments of Avodah. We know that the Kohen Gadol would switch in and out of Begadim five times. He started with Bigdei Zoh, full gear, eight Begadim, switched over to Bigdei Lavan, which were only four begadim, white linen begadim, switched back to Zohav, switched back to Lavan, and finally switched back to Zohav to last the final segment of the Avodah. So the 15 karbanis mentioned here were distributed and dispersed throughout the day's work. How exactly were they implemented? That's going to be the topic of the following Mishnah, and the ensuing sugya is going to be a machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva, how to configure the day schedule in the Beis Hamikdash as per these karbanis. Continues the Mishnah, in bevigdei vutz koirei, We discussed Kohen Gadol doing Kris Ater. If he chose to wear, to continue wearing his big day boots, the white linen begadim, if that's what he used to wear to do the Kriyas HaTorah, in the big day boots kari, kidei shiyada v'raglav. So now it's time for the next segment of Avodah, where he has to wear the full garb, the eight begadim, which we call the big day zav. So he has to do a tvila, he has to do twice kiddush yodayim v'raglayim, to enable that switch off. Kiddush yodayim v'raglayim, he was mekadesh his hands and feet from the kiyor, pashat, he removed his big day lovin, yorad v'taval olav, and his stapak went down, his table came up, he dried himself, v'vilo big day zav, and he presented him with the next batch of begadim, big day zav. V'lavash, he donned this new set of begadim, v'kiddush yodayim v'raglayim, and once again, he rinsed his hands and feet. V'yotza, he went out to go do the karbonos, which were done outside, the Azora, Mizbech HaChitzan, V'yotza v'asa es Eloi v'es Elam, his karbon oila, the karbon oila of the tzibur, v'es shivas hakvasem t'mimi v'neshana, and those seven sheep, the unblemished sheep, Neishana, than a year old. So these were actually the Musafim. So he did all these karbanis at this point of the day, when he switched back into the big day Zav. Divir Belaz. Rabbi Kiva, no. The Shiva Kvasim, they were done in the morning. Im Tamid Shal Shachar, you crave. They were done together with Tamid Shal Shachar the first time that he wore big day Zav, early in the morning. Upara Oila, which was another element of the Musafin, Uvisar Nasa Bachus, this as well was part of the Musafin, these were brought later on. Hayu Kraven im Tamach ben Arbaim in the afternoon. Only at the end of the day was the Tamach ben Arbaim, when he wore the Big Day Zav the next time around. The third time wearing Big Day Zav, he brought the Tamach ben Arbaim and the Para Oila and Sar Nasa Bachutz together with it. Now, not to get confused, Bez Hashem, in the Gemara, we're going to have a clear presentation of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Kiva, not to worry. Continues the Mishnah, Kiddush Yodav Raglav. Once again, he does Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim. Upashat removes the Big Day Zav, V'yorad, V'tovval, V'olav, and his topic went down, his title came up, he dried himself, Hevilo Big Day Lovin. Once again, they present him with Big Day Lovin. This is going to be the second time wearing Big Day Lovin. The Lovash, he put on the begadim, the Kiddush Yodayim Raglav. He washed his hands and feet from the kiyor. Nichnas lahoitzi esakav v'samacht. He went back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to retrieve the empty spoon and the shovel used for the k'taris, which he had left behind. So he had to put on Big Day Lovin. He could only go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim wearing Big Day Lovin. He went back in, he took them out. And then Kiddush Yodayim Raglav, he did again Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim, Upashat, he removed the Big Day Lovin, V'yorad, V'tovval, Olav in his tapa. He did tefillah again. And now they presented him with the Big Day Zav for the last and final time. Hevigdloi Big Day Zav, V'lovash, he put them on, V'kiddush Yodayim Raglav, and he did Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim. And now he's up to the final leg of the day's Avodah, V'nichnas. He went into the Heichal Ahak, the K'turis Shabin Abayim, to bring the K'turis, Ulayt of Saneris, to fix, to light the menorah, and of course, to do the Tamash Shabin Abayim, as we mentioned. V'kiddush Yodayim Raglav, once again, Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim, Upashat, removed those Big Days off, and he was done. Hevi'eloi Big Day Atzmai. They brought him his own private clothing, V'lava Shipataman, and he was done the Avodah. Now it's time to celebrate. U'melavan oisei abeisei. They would escort him all the way till his home and show their gratitude, appreciation for a job well done. V'yayim tev haya'isa. He would make a yom tev la'oyeva for his friends b'shoa sh'yotza b'shoa min ha'kodesh, in celebration of having done a successful avodas yom kippur, in and out of the kodesh ha'kodashim successfully. It was time to celebrate. Iboilu, says the Gemara, the Bnei Yeshiva wanted to know pshat in the Mishneh Chikam. What does Rabbi Kiva mean? when he says some things were brought in the morning, well, what's going on? Hechikama, im tamed shal shachar are you craving? Does he mean that the shiva kvasim were brought in the morning with the tamed shal shachar? Kama, stop here. Uparo oila v'sar nasa b'chutz were brought later on im tamed shirben abayim. So only the shiva kvasim came in the morning, but the para oila and the soir, the other elements of the musafin came with the afternoon tamed. Is that what Rabbi Akiva meant? That's one way to learn. Idilmo, perhaps. He meant differently. Hachigama. Shiva kvasim were brought in the morning. Im tamad shal shachar you craving. But not only the shiva kvasim, upar ha'oila bahadayu. The para oila as well went along with them in the morning. Kama, stop here. V'soyer hanasa b'chutz. That was brought later. Im tamad shaben abayim. So which one is it? Everything in the morning? The Shiva Kvasim in the morning? And the Para'ila and Soyer in the afternoon? Or the Shiva Kvasim with the Para'ila in the morning? And the odd one out was the Soyer and Asab Achutz. That element of the Musafim came in the afternoon. So which way is it? Vesu, another question we wanted to know. Para'ila little blazer, the Shairi. You see, what happened to the para'ila which Rabbi Elazar omitted? He makes no mention of the para'ila. Amos Abedle, when? Which Rabbi Elazar, when would he take care of the para'ila? Another question. Vesu. Vein Rabbi Elazar. Vein Rabbi Akiva. What happened to the murichatas? Amos Abedle, when would he burn the fats of the parvis soyer on his rafan? The ones placed in that mugas, in the bucket. When did he burn those? So many things that are unclear. We have to figure things out. Amar Rava, I'll tell you the truth. The Mishnah itself, the way we have it, is a bit confusing. Lo mishkachas lamatkanta. The only way you'll figure it out properly is Ella, Oiler Reb Elazar. If you want to figure out Reb Elazar Shita, the Tana B'Divei Shmuel. Go listen to the way it was presented. The way Reb Elazar's Shita was presented in the Braisa taught in the Beis Medrash of Shmuel. So go there to figure out Rabbi Elazar's shita. Oyle Rabbi Akiva, or if you want Rabbi Akiva's shita, kida tesefta. You'll find them clearly presented in tesefta. So what does he mean? The Torah of the Beis Shmuel, because there was a brisa of Beis Shmuel, which presented Rabbi Elazar's shita as follows. Rabbi Elazar Omer, this is Rabbi Elazar's shita. Now, before we proceed, let's just address what's clear at this point. It's agreed upon by all. There were five segments of the Avodah Yom Kippur. The first one involved Big Day Zov, when he did the Tamid Shal Shachar. He switched over to Big Day Lavan to do what we call the Avodas Hayyim. Things involving Hechel Kodesh HaKadoshim, Bekteris, all the way in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Parvis Zoyer, whose dam was born in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and back in the Hechel. That was called Avodas Hayyim. He switched over to Big Day Zov to take care of other Karbonis, which are considered Chovos Hayyim as well, although not pertaining to Kodesh HaKadoshim, but these were exclusively Yom Kippur Karbonis. Eloi, Eloam, these are two Karbonis Oila, his isle, belonging to the Kohen Gadol, the isle of the Am, and the Emuri Chatas, as the Gemara soon will explain, the fats of the Parvisur. So that was all addressed with his Big Day Zov. He would switch over to Big Day Lavan once again, second time wearing white, to enable him access to the Kodesh HaKadoshim for retrieval of the Kafa Machta. Then finally, he would switch over to Zov again. This was his third time wearing Zov for the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. So that's Pashut. There were five switchovers, and all these Karbanis were dressed during one of these five segments. The remaining Karbanis, for which there is a Machlekes between Reb Elazar and Reb Akiva, are the Karbanis Musaf. Karbanis Musaf consisted of the Para Oila, Shiva Kvasim, and the Soyer Hachitzim. So Hachitzim was a Chatas, but in contrast to the Sarah Pnimi. This one was Chitzain, brought outside, and there was Becha Chitzain. The Shaila is, when were these Karbonis Musaf brought? This is going to be the point of a discussion here between Rabbi Elazar and Akiva. That's it, just regarding Karbonis Musaf. So just to keep things simple and clear, there was no machlekes pertaining to the five switchovers, and all those things that were dressed during those five segments. That's the kuliyam. It's regarding the Karbonis Musaf, which we have a machlekes. So let's proceed. The Tana Dvei Shmuel, Rabbi Elazar Eimer, Yotza V'Asa Eilev Eilam. So he came out, and after doing the Avodah Sayyim with Bidei Lavan, Victorious Parvisur, he came out, meaning he came out to address Karbonis, which were done outside, Yotza V'Asa Eilev Eilam, Ve'Muri Chatas. He was marked at the Chalovim of the Parvisur. That's it. He stopped right there. Karbonis Musaf? It wasn't time for Musaf yet. That was brought later. Later on the day. Aval Paro Oilo, Vishavas Kvasim, Vesar Nasim Achutz, Im Tamet Shel Ben Arbaim. That he addressed later on. Together with Tamet Shel Ben Arbaim. When he was wearing the Big Day Zav, the third time around. The Gemara will explain the reason is because we follow the Seder of the Pesukim. Look, we have two parashas in the Torah which discuss the Karbonis of Yom Kippur. We have in Sefer Vayikra and Parashas Achrei Mois, where the Pesukim discuss the Avodas Hayayim, the Karbonis, which are specific and exclusive for Yom Kippur. That's meant to come before Musafen, which are discussed way later in Sefer Bamidbar and Parashas Pinchas. So just follow the Seder of the parashas. So early on in the day, you take care of Sefer Vayikra. When he wore Big Day Zav the second time around, he took care of those Karbonis. And only later on, when he wore the Big Day Zav the third time around, would he address the Karbonis contained and listed in the Sefer Bamidbar. That's Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Akiva Tesefta Mai. Where do we find Rabbi Akiva in Tesefta? Where his Shita is presented clearly. The son of Rabbi Akiva Omer. He disagrees. He says, even the Musafen, who went to be brought in the morning, just as they're done on a regular Yom Tov. Musafen are meant to be an addition to the standard Tumid. That's why it's called Musaf, right? It's Moisaf, it's an addition. It's meant to be brought in close proximity to the Tumid Shal Shachar. Don't wait till later on the day. Look what the Pasuk says. Shenemar. Milvad Oilas HaBoker. Ashal Oilas HaTumid. This is a standard Pasuk. Speaking about Musafim of all Yom Tovim. Milvad Oilas HaBoker. Asher Oilas HaTamid. Musafen meant to be in addition, in close proximity, immediately after the standard Oilas HaTamid. Therefore, he maintains that the Para Oila, Zayin Kvasim, come early on in the day, together with Tamash al-Shachar, when he was wearing Zav the first time around. V'achach HaVaydes HaYayim. Then he proceeds to the Vaydes HaYayim, meaning when he switches to white, he does the Keteres, the Paris Soyer. And then, when he switches back into gold, he'll take care of the Eloi, Eloam, Eberuchatas, just as Rabbi Elazar. There's no shaila about that. But here, says Rabbi Akiva, is where he's going to do the last leg of the Musaf in the Sarah Chitzen. V'achakach Sarah Nasa Bachutz. Why? Why does Rabbi Akiva split the Musaf into two parts? The Paro Eloam Zayin Kvasim in the morning, together with the Tamid, and the Sarah Nasa Bachutz, which is another element of the Musafen, that takes place only later. Because we have a pasuk to that effect. Shenemar, Sir Izim Echad Lachatas Mulvad Chatas HaKippurim. So the Soyer HaChitzen is Mulvad the Soyer HaPnimi, the Soyer of Yom Kippur. What does this tell you about the placement of the Soyer HaChitzen? It's meant to follow the Soyer HaPnimi. You can't bring it in the morning with the other Musafen. So that sets it apart from the rest. You have to wait until Avodas HaYayim, which included the part of Soyer HaPnimi, that's the Chatas HaKippurim, and after which you can go ahead, when you switch into the Zav again, go ahead and bring your Soyer HaChitzen. V'achach Eilev Eilam, V'achach Imuri Chatas. So this was all included in the Big Day Zav the second time around. right? The Sarachitzain, Eila Vela Am, Emurachatos. And then, of course, he would switch into Lavan for the Kafa Machta, and then switch back into gold. Va'akach Tamid Sheben Abay. Okay, so the Shaila is squarely relating the Karbonis Musafin. According to Belezer, they're all brought later on in the day. According to Rekiva, mostly in the morning, some midday. So more now we'll give the background, the reasons for these two shittis. My time, they're Belezer. Why does Belezer hold that they've been Musafin, wait until later? Very pashut. Ovid Kedichsev, he follows the sequence of the Psukim. Ovid Beresha, the Teres Kahan. First, he's meant to do. Karbanos mentioned Teres Kahanim, that's Sefer Vayikra. Paris Achrei Mois. That's why, in the middle of that day, when he's wearing Zav the second time around, he takes care of Eloi, Eloam, Emurachatas, all things that shall discuss in Sefer Vayikra. V'hadar Avid, Chumash HaPkudim, and later on in the day, when he wears the Klei Zav the third time around, with the Tamei Sheben Arba'im, then he'll do the Musafin, which are listed in Chumash HaPkudim, that's Sefer Bamidbar, where you count the Yidden. So Musafin, which are in Parshas Pinchas and Sefer Bamidbar, come way later. You want to follow the Seder of the Parshas. Now asks Rashi Akasha, what happened to Rukivas Pasek, Mulva'ad Oilas HaBoiker, which indicates that Musafin are always with the Tamei Shel Shachar. Says Rashi, yeah, that's typically your typical Yom Tov, but here it's different. Because Yom Kippur, keep in mind, Yom Kippur has two separate discussions of Karbonis. One in Sefer Vayikra, which are the Chayvois Hayayim, the Avodas Hayayim, and there's another discussion in Sefer Bamidbar. It's different than a standard Yom Tov. Here, we split the Avodas into two, and therefore we're to follow the Seder HaPsukim. First comes Sefer Vayikra, and then later on, what's contained in Sefer Bamidbar, the Musafin, which will accompany the Tamei Sheben Arba'im at the end of the day. Rabbi Akiva, what's Tanya Rabbi Akiva, who holds that the Musafin will come early on in the day? Because the Tani time, as Rabbi Akiva himself explained, Pasuk says, Milvad Oilas HaBoker, Ashal Oilas HaTamid. That Musafin are meant to be in addition to Oilas HaBoker, to Tamei Shel Shachar. We learn from here, Alma, apparently Musafin im Tamid Shel Shachar Avid Lahu. Just as, generally speaking, on a typical Yom Tov, Musafin is Musaf. It's a supplement in addition to the morning Tamid. It meant to be brought together with it, immediately following that Tamid Shel Shachar as well. Kippur is no different. Musafin accompany the Tamid Shel Shachar. With one exception, of course, the Seder Achitzim, because we have another pasuk. That's meant to follow the Seder of Yom Kippur, and therefore that gets set apart from the rest, and that's brought later on in the day. Okay, so let's just summarize once again. Kegel switched in and out of Begadim five times, from Zav to Lavan to Zav to Lam to Zav. Now everybody agrees that the first Zav was a time to address Tamei Shel Shachar. The first Lavan was time to address the Avodas Hayayim, Keteris, Parvasur, Apnimim. When he switched into Zav next time, it was for Eloi, Eloam, and Murechatos. He switched back into Lavan to allow him access to retrieve the Kafa Machta from Kodesh HaKadoshim. And finally, the last Zav was intended for Tamid Sheben Arba'im. The Shaila was regarding Musafin. Rav Leza says, follow the Seder of the Psukim. First, he'll take care of the Karbonis in Sefer Vayikra, the Avodas Hayayim, Eloi, Eloam, and Murechatos. And later on, the last leg of his journey, he'll take care of the Musafin, the Para'ila, Zayin Kvasim, Sarachitzin, together with the Tamei Sheben Arba'im. Rabbi Akiva says, no. Yom Kippur is no different than a regular Yom Tov, where Musaf is meant to follow immediately after Tamei Shel Shachar, Mu'vad Alis HaBoker. So Para'ila, Shiva Kvasim, come in the morning. But the Pasuk which says, Sarachitzin is different. Mu'vad Chatas HaKippurim is meant to follow the Soyer HaPnimi of Yom Kippur. Therefore, that has to wait until he dons the big day Zav the second time around. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer, Hay milvad chatas HaKippur mayavili. The pasuk, which Rabbi Kiva used to teach us that the Soir Achitzim comes later. Malvad Chatzis HaKippurim, what does the Blessed do with that Pasuk? According to him, all the Bosafim come later. This Pasuk is superfluous. Mayavile. How with Boile, he needs it for another halacha. Discuss him Sechas Shvuis regarding the function of that Chatzis. Al Masha Zem Machaper Zem Machaper. Both Chatois, Chatzis HaPnimi and Chatzis HaChitzin, have a similar capacity. They're Machaper on similar things. If one walked into the Midrash Betumah and he had some sort of awareness, as the Gemara in Shavuos discusses. So the point is to equate them in some manner, that the Kapara of both Chatois are similar in nature, but it has nothing to do with timing or placement of the Karbanos. So we have Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva. Now, the Gemara will add another angle to Rabbi Kiva's Shita. Rabbi Kiva maintains that Musafim are meant to be brought early in the day. So according to the version presented up until this point, the Shiva Kvasim, the entire batch of Shiva Kvasim, are brought together with Tamid Shel Shachar. There's going to be a Machlokes here. There's going to be other versions of Rabbi Kiva's Shita regarding those Shiva Kvasim. That's it. Just regarding the Shiva Kvasim, when are they brought? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmoy, Rabbi Yehuda quotes Rabbi Kiva to the fact that Echad Karev Im Tamid Shel Shachar V'Shisha Im Tamid Shel Ben Abayim. It's not that all seven are brought in the morning. You split them apart. You see, although Rabbi Kiva has a raya that Musafim come in the morning, Mavad Alis HaBoker, but we can't ignore entirely Rabbi Lezer's argument. Rabbi Lezer says, follow the Seder HaPsukim. First you attend to the Psukim of Parshas Vayikra, and then you attend to the Karbanis in Sefer Bamidbar, which would indicate that Musafim on the bottom of the list. So now we're going to address that as well. Rabbi Yehuda and soon Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon will hold that, yeah, we might just strike a compromise. Don't take it to the extreme. Don't ignore Rabbi Lezer's argument. Don't just bring everything in the morning. Rather, strike a compromise. Some here and some there. Some in the morning and some later. So now there are two shitas regarding how to split the seven. Is it one in the morning with the Tamid Shel Shachar and the remaining six later on with the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim? Or is it six in the morning and one in the afternoon? So that's going to be the machlekas now. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmoy, read the quotes from Rabbi Kiva as follows. Echad Karev Im Tamid Shel Shachar, one of the seven in Kvasim are brought in the morning. V'shisha Im Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, the remaining six later on in the day with the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. Rabbi Lezer Shimon Amar Mishmoy, he quotes Rabbi Kiva a bit differently. Rather than 1 and 6, it's going to be 6 and 1. Shisha Kraven Im Tamid Shel Shachar, 6 Kvasim in the morning, Ve'echad Im Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, and the final one later on in the afternoon of the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. My Tamid Dura Bonim, how do we understand that this discussion, these shittas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, who present Rabbi Kiva in a bit of a different light? You split the Musafim, you split the Kvasim in this manner. What's the Pshat? Says the Gemara, because we have an apparent contradiction here. Trei Krei Ksivi. We have two Psukim, which create a paradox. On the one hand, Ksiv, Mavadag is HaBoker, which indicates that Musafim come in addition to the Tamid Shel Shachar. They're meant to follow the Tamid Shel Shachar and brought in the morning, as we explained earlier. But on the other hand, we have an indication from Sukkim that the Musafim rather, are meant to come later on the day. Uksiv v'yotzav asaseh losav v'goymer is a little bit of a koshi, how to understand the pasuk the Gemara brings. The Rasha says apparently Rashi was not goyris, this pasuk. But the point of the matter is that, on the other hand, on the other side of the equation, we have a mashmois. We do have an indication from the Psukim and the Parshis. The fact that Musafim are listed way later in Parshis Pinchas and Sefer Midbar, which seems to indicate that the Karbanos Yom Kippur are classified and categorized in two categories, split into two. One is Chayves Hayom, which come earlier, Those are the ones mentioned in Sefer Vayikra. Whereas the Musafim come way later. But then we have a pasuk which says, no, bring Musafim in the morning. Mavad el Sabaker. So we have this paradoxical situation. How do we resolve this? So we strike a compromise. Hilkach, Ovid Minayu Hoch. So some he'll bring in the morning, Uminayu Hoch, and some of them in the afternoon. The question simply is, how do you distribute it? Is it one in the morning, six in the afternoon, or the other way around? But my kamiflagi, what's the pshat in their machlekes? Whether it's one and six, six and one, Rabbi the Sover, Ovid Chad Kedichsev. You do one in the morning, as the pasuk says, Mubadal Sabbaker, at least some sort of musaf element should accompany the Talmud Shal Shachar. So one is enough. And the rest leave for later. V'hadar Avod Avod Asayim, and proceed to the Avod Asayim, all the other kabbanis, which are the Ikar HaKapora, as Rashi says, things which are unique to Yom Kippur. Don't overload them with too many goats, with too many kvasim in the morning. Dil Machul Shecholish Kain Gadol. You might be overwhelmed and be sapped of energy, and will be no longer able to do the Avodah Sayyim, which is Mi'aki for the Kapara. So don't overload him. Have him bring just one in the morning. Leave the rest for later. First do Avodah Sayyim. At the end of the day, go back to the rest of Musaf. Rav Ezra B'Shima Savar, just the opposite. Kiven the Aschel Avod Shisha. Once he begins with the Musaf, do six of them. Why? Dilma Pasha. Because he might neglect. He might ignore the rest. He might never come back to it. He'll be too weak. He won't bother coming back to it. Maybe allow you another kind to take care of the Musafin, according to some Rishayim, it's Mutter. In any case, whatever it is, it won't be done properly. So he'll make sure that he does the Musafin before he gets going with the Avodah Sayyim. Ah, you're asking, he might not have any koyach to do the Avodah Sayyim? No concern there. The Legabi Avodah Sayyim, Zarisu. When it comes to performing this Avodah Sayyim, which is a unique once-a-year experience for which he trained for so long, Zarisu, suddenly he'll got a new spurt of energy, a new wind, and he'll be okay, he'll be able to do it. Let's go over to Rashi, about 3-4 lines down. Dilma Pasha, first do all six, and leave just one for later. Dilma Pasha, v'le'ovedu achar Avodah Sayyim. He might never get back to it when he's exhausted. So do as many as you could now. Regarding your concern that he might be overly weakened and not be able to do the Avodah Sayyim, there's no concern there. He'll be Zoris to do Avodah Sayyim. He'll get a renewed spurt of energy. Of course, says Rashi, you can't do all the Musafin in the morning. The Teres Kahanim Kadim, because we do want to reckon with that factor as well. The Karbanis in Sefer Vayikra are meant to come first to a certain extent. So on the one hand, we do Musafin with the morning, Mavad al-Sabarik. On the other hand, we want to leave some for later as well to be Makayim, the sequence of the parishes, which are indicative of such, that you're meant to do Avodah Sayyim, and only then follow with Musaf. You want to sort of cover both bases. Do some Musafin in the morning, and leave some for later after Avodah Sayyim. Seder HaKosov, Midrashim HaKrois, you want to follow the Psukim and the Midrashim. Therefore, we strike a compromise. Some of the Musafim will accompany Talmud Shel Shachar, to be Mekayim, the Pasuk of Mo'avad Eglis HaBoker, and some leave for later. So that's the Pshat in this new unique Shita of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar B'Shimon, who present Rabbi Kiva's Shita in this manner. You take the Musaf and split them apart, some in the morning and some later. So in summation once again, we have Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Elazar holds that the Musafim are meant to follow the Avodah Sayyim, the Para Oila, the Zayin Kvasim, Sarah Chitzen, which are listed in Parshas Pinchas, which is in Sefer Bamidbar, are meant to come at the end of the day, when he's going to be wearing Bidei Zav the third time around. According to Rabbi Kiva, the Pasuk says, Mavad Oila Sabayker, which tells you that Musafim are meant to come together with the Talmud Shel Shachar. So the Para Oila, the Zayin Kvasim, come in the morning, and the Sarah Chitzen, only because we have a pasuk which says, Mavad Chatas HaKippurim, which indicates to us that the Sarah Chitza is meant to follow the Sarah HaPnimi, the Chatas HaKippurim. That's left for later, when he's going to be wearing the Big Day Zav the second time around. That's the way the Braisa, the Tesefta, presents a Riki Veshita. Then we have some alternate versions of Rabbi Kiva. We have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, who maintain we have to address Rabbi Lez's argument as well. Look, the Musafan are listed way later in Sefer Bamidbar, which is indicative of their late placement. They're meant to be placed later on in the day. Therefore, let's do some in the morning, some at night. According to Yehuda, one kevis in the morning, don't overload him. And the rest, after Avodah Sayyayim, because of Rabbi Shimon, just the opposite, do all six in the morning to make sure that he gets to them. Then Avodah Sayyayim, for which he'll get renewed energy and renewed excitement. He'll do it successfully, don't worry. After which, he'll finish off the seventh of those kvasim. Continues the Gemara, Dekuli Amamias. It's pretty clear that according to all shitas mentioned here, Chad Ayilu. See, there's a shaila regarding the Ayil of Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol himself had a personal Ayil, Eloi, which he paid for. It was his personal Ayil. Then there was the Ayil Ha'am, the public Ayil, the public carbon Ayil, which was part of the Chayves Hayayim of Yom Kippur. Now that Ayil is mentioned twice in the Torah, once in Sefer Vayikra, and once over in Sefer Bamidbar. Is it the same animal? Or is it two karbonis? Do we say it's one and the same, or perhaps one is Chayves Hayoim, unique for Yom Kippur, and one is a Musaf. Goes on to the Musafan list, being that it's mentioned in Parshas Pinchas again. It seems clearly from our discussion, we only discussed one Ayilam, not two. The Kuli Alma Mias Chad Ayilu. Everybody seems to agree that it's only one Ayil, even though it's mentioned twice in the Torah. Kiman Kirebi. In accordance with whose Shita is this? It's Rebbe Shita, the Sani. Rebbe, Aymer Ayil Echad Amr Kan. The same Ayil mentioned here in Sefer Vayikra, Hu Amr B'chomash HaPkudim. That's the same one mentioned again in Sefer Bamidbar. It's one of the same animal. Rebbe Ezer B'Shimon Aymer, no, Shnei Eilmein. There are actually two separate Karbonis. Echad Amr Kan. One mentioned here in Sefer Vayikra, that's Chayves Hayoim. That's exclusive for Yom Kippur, part of the Yom Kippur procedure. Ve'echad Amr B'chumash HaPkudim, the other one mentioned later on in Sefer Midbar, it's a Musaf carbon. So it's really two different carbons. My time at the Rebbe. What's the Pshat in the Rebbe? That's the same one. Tichsev Echad. The Pasuk says Ayil Echad. So although it's mentioned twice, in fact, the Torah refers to it as Ayil Echad, indicates that it's only one. Rebbe Lezer Shimon, who holds that there are two, my Echad. Why does the Pasuk refer to it as Echad? Nothing to do with how many. The Torah is referring to the quality of the animal. Miyuchad shebe'edra. It's meant to be the best of his herd. When you bring a carbon, you bring the best. V'rebi nafkalei mimifchan adarecha. Rebbe learns out that halacha from the other Pasuk. He meant to bring mifchan adarecha, the best, for fulfillment of your neder. Rebbe Elazar b'Shimon, he needs two psukim to tell you, bring the best. Chad b'choyva v'chad b'nedava v'tzrichi. The pasuk mifchan derecha is to teach you that you meant to bring the best when it's a donation. Mifchan derecha. The pasuk by Ayil, which uses the term echa, is to tell you you want to be mekayim your chiyuv with the best as well. V'tzrichi, and they're really both needed. Pasuk needs to indicate this concept by Nedava and by Chayva as well. Why? Let's go down to Rashi, three lines from the bottom. Utsrichi. Sheyesh das noite, do you be room to think, loyma Nedava mavcheres. One can think, a donation, that has to be done generously. But a Chayva, as long as you yoytze, whatever you bring is okay. So that's why the Pasuk has to tell you, Nedava as well needs to be the best. Sorry, that Chayva needs to be the best. V'yesh das noite leimer. On the other hand, you can say Chayva teim avcheres. Of course, an obligatory carbon that has to be the best. Kadei sheyayitzei de Chayva seyafas. That he's really mekayim as Chayv. That's pashut. But Nedava, whatever he gives, He's being generous in any case. So why does that have to be the best? That's why we need another pasuk to tell you that even by Nadava, it's meant to be Mifchan Adarecha, according to Elizabeth Shimon, in a pasuk by Chayv and by Nadava to teach the same halacha. Now the Mefarshim ask an obvious kasha here. You see, according to Elizabeth Shimon, we're speaking about two different karbanis. One is Chayvas Hayoim, mentioned in Sefer Vayikra. Another aisle is a Musaf, mentioned in Sefer Midbar. We understand why the repetition. It's not a repetition, it's two different karbanis. According to Rebbe, it's one karban. Why the repetition? Why mention it twice? So the Brisker Rav explains, if it would only have been mentioned by Musafin, then it would be considered Chayva Sayyim, just be considered a standard Karim Musaf. Musaf is brought throughout the year. All Yom Tovim have Musaf, and this happens to be Yom Kippur's Musaf. So it doesn't really acquire that status of a Seder Yom Kippur. In which case, the order of that Karim wouldn't be Mi'akib. Bring it out of order wouldn't be Mi'akib. It's only a Musaf. That's why Torah has to repeat it in Parshas Vayikra. Amongst the Karbanos of Seder Ayyam, this is Yom Kippur Karban as well. This is part of today's schedule. In which case, it has to be brought as dictated in its proper order, in its proper sequence. If it's out of order, it's possible. So that's the additional element that comes about because the Torah lists it together with the Chayvas Hayyam. Oh, so why mention it with the Musafin? Just mention it here. What's the point of mentioning it again later by the Musafin? Is there anything that gets added if it's called Musaf? So the Farshim say, yeah. Because suppose there's no Kohen Gadol here. You can't bring the Chayvas Hayyam, which are meant to be brought by a Kohen Gadol. But Musafin can be brought by any Kohen. So suppose there's no Kohen Gadol here. Should we bring the Ayla'am? Answer is yes. Because it really has two. It has a double identity. It's considered a Chayvas Hayyam, which needs a Kohen Gadol, but it's also considered, it's listed amongst the Musafin, in which case even when there's no Kohen Gadol, a Kohen Gadol Hedyot, go ahead and bring the Ayla'am. So that's the pshat why according to Rebbe, it's mentioned here and there, in order to indicate that it has both aspects to it, Chayvas Hayyam and a Musaf. Okay, time for brief chazor of today's daf. So Kohen Gadol, when he was finished the Kriyas HaTorah of Parshas Achrimois and Parshas Emor, he didn't want to keep the crowd waiting. He called up the Sefer Torah, make that announcement. There's more in here than I said. I don't want to keep you waiting. And he would read the rest by heart. We don't want to take out a new Sefer Torah for one of two reasons, either because it might create a bad impression. Perhaps people think the first Sefer Torah turned out to be pasul, or we don't want to introduce a new chiv of bracha shein etzrich. He concluded the Birchas HaTorah, the Kriyas HaTorah with eight brachas. Everybody came along with their Sefer Torah to show Zekel Vanveyu. And then we proceeded with the Karbonis, 15 in all, brought throughout Yom Kippur. We know that he would switch in and out of Begadim five times and attend to various Karbonis throughout the day. The Shah is regarding the Musafin. We have Machlekes. Rabbi Elazar says, follow the Parshis. The Karbanos listed in Sefer Vayikra come first. Eloi, Elaam, Emurachatos. That's to be brought when he's wearing the Big Day Zav, in the middle of the day. Only later on, at the end of the day, when he puts on the Big Day Zav, the third time around, for the Tamish Ben Arbaim, that's when we'll take care of the Musafin. Para Oilo, Zayin Kvasim, Sarachitzain, which are listed in Sefer Bamidbar. Kotor Akiva. Look, the Pasuk says, Mavad Oilos HaBoiker. Musafin are meant to follow the Elis HaBoiker, the Tamash HaShachar. It's one package. Therefore, he says, do the Musafin in the morning. Par Oilo Zayin Kvasim, except for the Sar Achitzen. Where the Pasuk says, Mavad Chatas HaKippurim, it's meant to come after. The Chatas of Yom Kippur, the Sar LaShem, the Sar HaPnimi, the Sar LaZazal's counterpart, which is only tended to when he's going to be wearing the Big Day Lavan. So he has to wait for that to happen, and only afterwards, when he switches to Big Day Zav, can he address the Sar Achitzen. Now we have another two variations within Rabbi Kiva Shita. We have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon who maintain, look, let's not ignore Rabbi Elazar's argument entirely. The fact is, the Seder HaPsukim, the Seder HaParshas do indicate that Musafin are meant to come later. So do it both ways, a little in the morning, a little later. So we split the kvasim into two parts. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's 1 in the morning. Don't overload him, for he might not have any energy left for the Avodah Sayyam, which is crucial. So do only 1 in the morning and 6 with the Tamach Ben Abayim. According to Rabbi Shimon, don't worry about the Avodah Sayyam. He'll get through it just no problem, and give him the 6 in the morning to make sure that he does it. And only later will he conclude the 7th keres. Conclude with the machlokes regarding Ayla'am, which is mentioned twice in the Torah, once in Vayikra, once in Bamidbar. According to Rebbe, it's one and the same carbon. According to Rebbe Shimon, there were 2 Eilim, one for Chayvas Hayoim, and an additional one for the Musaf. Kol Tov to you.